Paula Kasperson says there isn't time to be scared.
You have to go straight into decision-making mode.
Kasperson is the principal of Juno Douglas High School, which has 650 students. The school has received two threatening phone calls, one on April 27th and another May 5th.
I don't know that it's any more or any less disconcerting to have it happen more than once. We're taking it seriously every time, and it's important that none of us get lazy in our response times as a result.
In both situations, Kasperson decided to go into stay put mode, which means locking the exterior doors, making sure all the students are out of the hallways and common areas and into more secure areas.
We continue with our teaching and learning environment. A stay put allows us to continue instruction. Whereas other safety protocols, say an evacuation or a lockdown, would severely disrupt our educational day.
Within minutes of the high school receiving its first call, Yokosuke Takahide Alternative High School received a similar one and also went into stay put. 17-year-old senior Cassidy Legowski was in fourth period English. She said the teacher locked up the room.
We put the green sign in the window and we had no idea what was going on. We found out later through text messages and everything else that somebody had called.
The green sign indicates everyone inside is safe and no suspect is present. Legowski says she wasn't scared, but her classmates seemed edgy. Of the five threatening calls to district schools, Glacier Valley Elementary is the only one that has gone into lockdown. Lucy Potter is the principal.
You have to kind of look at the circumstances for your school. We felt like if the phone call was in fact true, our students were in danger. At that point, we had kids on the playground. We had kids coming back from field trip. They were in many different places.
Potter says during a lockdown, teaching stops. Lights are turned off. Doors are locked and kids are moved from windows and doors. She says the suspicious call came into the main school number and an office staff person picked it up. She says everyone experiences the threat differently.
When you receive the phone call, the way that you handle the situation or see the situation is going to be very different from a teacher who's in their classroom with a student and they hear over the intercom, this is a lockdown. I repeat, this is a lockdown.
The superintendent says the first two suspicious calls that were made on the same day came up on caller ID as Skype. Juno Police spokesman Lieutenant David Campbell says there is an active investigation into the calls. He says a detective is determining if there's any pattern.
We view each individual threat as real and we respond appropriately because what we can't have happen is allow us to get complacent and say, oh, there hasn't been a threat the last five times, so there's not going to be a threat this time.
A Juno Police Department press release says the calls are not identical, but all come from a computer or electronic sounding voice. Other schools across the state in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Kenai have also received threatening phone calls in the last 2 weeks. Campbell says Juno Police are working with the Alaska State Troopers and the FBI in the investigation. He says he cannot comment on if there are any suspects. Juno Douglas High School principal Paula Kasperson says it's unfortunate that this is the climate schools need to work through, but it's the reality. She says for the past few years, the high school has gone into stay put mode one or two times a year. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.